Let's speak now to Michael Toombs from Rail Future and a member of the Coventry Rail Action Group. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Trish.
So what's your reaction?
To quote my favourite band, I feel fine about it. The station master plan has been about 5 or 6 years and it's planning now. And this money to be approved by the council, combined authority today, is hopefully the last piece of the jigsaw as regards the funding is concerned.
Okay, well, how quickly will commuters see the benefits?
The whole project will hopefully be finished by the time of the year of City of Culture, which is 2021. 7 million passengers a year use Coventry Station, and the gentleman from the Culture bid said there could be £2.5 million extra visitors, in that year. So we're looking at 3 to 4 years before it's all completed from an infrastructure point of view.
Because I was there yesterday. I went to London, so I use the train station or railway station a lot. But there have been criticisms, that it is hard to manoeuvre around and it's not clear for pedestrians. We've had a text here as well from Nick who says, improvements at the station in a few years are all very good, but something needs to be done now about the appalling conflict between pedestrians, taxis and cars. The area outside the station is a nightmare. What do you say to that, Michael?
I certainly agree to that, about the nightmare of logistics of getting around the station. But I mean, so far we've seen benefits such as the extra cycling storage facilities, the new retail facilities, the new ticket office. Being a listed building, the existing building is very difficult to modify, very restricted to what we can do. What we're now moving into is phase two of the new building, a new station entrance, for example, on the other side of Warwick Road, the tunnel underneath to get to that station, the new platform, etc. Plus there will be a new bus station, as you pointed out, and new car park and road facilities to go with it. So hopefully in 4 years' time, it will all have sorted itself out.
Yes, and exciting news for some, for this rail platform, this direct link to Heathrow Airport.
Well, to be perfectly honest, that's quite a number of years away. At the moment, we still need the double track between Leamington and Coventry to satisfy local needs. Once that is completed, further down towards London, between Langley and Iver, they need to start building a 5-mile tunnel to get into Heathrow. And you can imagine to get approval for that and funding for that is going to take a number of years. So fly from Birmingham for the moment.
Okay, that's your advice. Is rail travel still popular? We know that there's been the hikes in prices and people aren't happy about that. Do you think it's still the popular way to travel?
I mean, statistics have proved that passenger numbers have increased tremendously over most parts of the country over the past 20 years. Brand new railways opening for Scottish Borders, for example, that's been a runaway success. And throughout the country, it's improving. Passenger numbers are improving tremendously.
Okay, so you're a happy man this morning, Michael.
Very happy.
Okay, Michael Toombs from Rail Future and a member of the Coventry Rail Action Group.